Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WE-SHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, we're coming. We're coming around.
That's right. The drive is live, and you hear and see us if you're on YouTube and Twitch. Clint Sterner, Tyler Milner in the building. Those of you on the text line, we see you rolling through here, 713-572-4610. You can jump in and be a part of the show. A lot to get to today. Do you want to be kicked in the nuts, or do you want the good news?
Well, I mean, that's easy. I would prefer the good news. I don't want to get kicked in.
We'll save you from getting kicked.
Give me the good news, man. Let's go. I typically like to get the bad stuff out of the way, but since you phrased it like that, I'm just checking.
All right, D'Amico today, in terms of the joint practice, D'Amico just said earlier today that the starters will not play. So we'll see, Reed. The starters will not play against the Panthers. All right, now if Reed Blankenship, if number six waltzes out there on Friday, now we got to have something to talk about. But he said they won't play. So this is the last time they will get run against somebody else in a game-like scenario. This is probably the last time they'll do something pretty much in a game-like scenario. They're not going to the ground or anything in practice leading up to the Buffalo game. But this was D'Amico's thoughts on the practice today in the joint practice against the Panthers.
Hey, today was a really, really great day. Thought we got great competitive work versus the Panthers. They showed up, very gracious hosts. Thankful for them having us. I like the way our guys showed up from start to finish today. We executed really well. Guys played physical, and it was a productive practice on both sides. Like, both teams came in with the right mindset. Appreciate Dave for how he handled it. Really great operation. Practice was ran efficiently, and we got a lot of productive work. So it's exactly what we wanted.
All right, there's D'Amico expressing getting better, good work in. And, Clint, when you look at all the reports, obviously we weren't there.
Gracious host. Yeah, nothing like if somebody inviting you over into their home and just letting you kick the hell out of them.
They went in there, as Chris Broussard would say, put their feet up on the counter furniture, went up there and made themselves a sandwich, got themselves a drink.
Told mom to get them some tea.
Went in there, they made Cam put on a Texans jersey when they got in there. No, apparently, but what we read, Clinton Tyler, the Texans went in there and just beat the brakes off of them on both sides of the ball. According to reports, this from Aaron Wilson, Clint, that defensively, the Texans' defensive line just dominated the Panthers' offense. Danielle Hunter had at least four, maybe five sacks himself. Will Anderson was in the backfield the entire way. It was out of hand. And then Kalen Bullock, a guy we've talked about, a guy that I said that, outside of Will and Danielle and Derek Stingley, he's probably the one that has a chance to be an all-pro at his position going into this upcoming season. He had two interceptions of Bryce Young during team periods today. So they just absolutely did what we think this defense would do to most teams. Now, this is a team that made the playoffs last year, but they absolutely dominated them, according to all reports.
Yeah, and this is, you know, I go back to, again, Foster Moreau speaking a couple of days ago, and I thought he laid it out beautifully with our defense, with the Texans' defense. This is not just a good defense. I mean, this is a defense that if you go out there and if you don't, like, you, the base floor is you've got to match the intensity. If you don't match the intensity, it is like a tidal wave and you have no chance. Right, it's like a tsunami. You have no chance, and that is ultimately what it sounds like the Texans did to Carolina today. And I'll be honest with you, probably what the Texans are going to do to I don't know how many teams are on their schedule that are just
teams like that,
kind of middle of the pack to bottom of the barrel. You know, those teams are just going to get overwhelmed by this defense, and It's going to be fun to watch on our end, but it's going to be one of those where it's just you feel for the opponent because they have no chance. And so, I mean, look, anytime the opponent's head coach starts with, boy, we just got dominated today, that's you know you want to handle your business.
Speaking of that, like, there are times, Clint, where we go out and watch camp practice and we come away with different thoughts than some other people do and some other things that are reported.
Yeah, yeah.
But when the head coach of the other team comes out and says basically, man, they came in here and just whooped our ass, mm-hmm. then like there's no really disputing it. If you met Dave Canales, the head coach of the Panthers, right? Good young coach. They got to the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
This is a team that has expectations. I mean, not Texans expectations, but they have expectations in that division. This is what he had to say about practice.
It was pretty lopsided today, I'll be honest. I would say that in general, over camp, I'm very excited about where we're at as an offense in our scheme, the variation of the run game, the actions tied into that, the drop back pass game, Bryce's rhythm with a lot of our guys, with T-Mac, you know, Xavier hasn't been out there, but with Jalen, just finding different ways to get completions and all. So I've been really encouraged by that. Today did not show that. Today there was a couple of flashes of some nice throws and catches, but, you know, that was a good group today. So, again, I try not to just take it all in a microcosm, but if we want to be good, we have to be able to play against teams like this.
Dave's not an a-hole.
No, that was good. That's how you do it right there.
Hey, when someone, Tyler, says to be honest after a statement, you know they mean it. Like, today was lopsided, to be honest with you. Like, yeah. You know they mean it.
And then he went back over the last 2 weeks of camp and said, hey, we've done some good things, but that was not obvious today. So, yeah, man, that's what you hope you come away with when it's the last real action that your starters are going to get before you start prepping for Buffalo Week 1. This is exactly what you want. You want a defense that was overwhelming. You want a defense that was dominating, and then you want an offense that went out there and was efficient. A quarterback that was pinpoint. A quarterback that communicated well. An offense that communicated well. And I think the Texans, I think they got exactly what they wanted out of this joint practice. Now, again, I hate how little all NFL teams are actually practicing before the first game. I hate it. I mean, I would pull the Tom Brady and have secret practices just to have the advantage in week one.
I don't
one.
Think you can do that.
Well, Tom did during COVID. Tom damn sure did. If it's player organized, you damn sure can, I think. I think Tom did it, but that don't make it legal. But the, you know, if you look at just what's legal, I guess, and what's they do in 2026, you look at both drives that the first team had. One was with Davis Mills and just the first team offensive line. Then one of them was the entire first unit minus three guys, Dalton Schultz, David Montgomery, and Nico Collins. Both of them. One was 11 plays, 75-yard touchdown. One of them was 10 plays, 69 yards, and a touchdown. And so that's your action in preseason games. And then, you know, I think today – sums it all up with an overall team effort that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, Frank said, sounds like the Texans defense suffocated the Panthers offense. Yeah, mm-hmm. The coach said, anytime we drop back the pass, we just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably what a lot of teams are going to see. Also, on the other side, C.J. Stroud reported to have a sharp day. Hit Nico Collins a couple of times. Touchdown to Jalen Noel. That is a good sign to see. him and team, touchdown to Marlon Klein, the rookie as well. They seem to have success and get the better of the Panthers defense.
Again, I know there's a lot of people that'll minimize it. I think it's a mistake if you do. Right now, we've gone through the bulk of camp that's going to be at least competitive for your ones. Like, you've gone through the bulk of camp. You're not going to see much, if anything else, right, moving forward. The fact that C.J. Stroud navigated this thing and there was never a day where it was just – really, there never was really a bad day. There was a day where there was an interception here, an interception there. There was a day when, sure, the pocket collapsed around the quarterback and – but there never appeared to be a day where it was just a real stinker for C.J. Stroud and to kind of awake the critics, if you will, about how the season ended last year. I just personally believe that was a fragile window for C.J. Stroud, right? And for him to navigate this whole thing and not have any hiccups along the way. And in fact, you can argue the chemistry that he was building with Higgins, right, the chemistry that he's building with Marlon Klein, what we've seen him do with Jarrett Wayne. Now you kind of throw the Higgins wrinkle in there. Now all of a sudden you got Jalen Noel coming back, and apparently that is bearing some fruit over the last couple of days. And now you got Butte. Like the to navigate that whole process and never have really a hiccup to where anybody can really zone in on a turnover issue or holding the ball too long issue, I think is a really positive experience for really the whole offense, for being honest. I mean, everybody was on, everybody, D'Amico down, everybody was tuned into how's he going to react? What's this offense going to look like? What is the 2026-27?
Especially in the big moments. Like,
sure.
The big moments have been the preseason game that he played.
Yep, really good.
Which he did. You gave him an A.
Mm-hmm. A plus.
Yep. We talked about everything he did, running the offense, mm-hmm. making the plays when he needed to. Against the Raiders the first time, I think he had a pretty good performance there. As well, showed up pretty good there, and then this joint practice, like all of, and then to, yeah. and then to go with what you're saying, the everyday of just this is far better than it was last year, obviously,
yes.
far better, and a yeah. lot of and a lot of other things around him far better than it was last year, like you know, not experiencing what Bryce Young probably experienced today.
Yeah. Let me look. You heard Bryce Young. You heard what happened to him today. I don't know if he talked to the media. If I was a coach, I'd probably ask him not to. But last week, you got Kirk Cousins talking about, don't hit my arm. You can hit anything you want, but don't hit me. You know, like it is extremely frustrating to the opposing quarterback. It seems like this year. Now, I don't know if it's by design. I don't know if D'Amico called the dogs off when they were doing one-on-ones or if Nick Caley and CJ have caught up. I have no idea how they got there. But the fact that this camp was not one where we're talking about, man, this is criminal. Last year, I remember talking about, man, this is criminal, man. You're just going out there and ending every practice with just collapsing the pocket around C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley and expecting them to install an offense. What the hell are we doing, right? This year, it didn't seem like that I saw. Maybe there were moments, maybe flashes, but it didn't seem like there were many, if any, of those types of practices. So that is a huge positive coming out of camp.
And with the offense, CJ, same thing with Nick Caley. Nick Caley is looking a lot more comfortable as well. I see you on the text line with that also. Coming up, the Astros did what they needed to do. Huge win in New York.
Fun watch, wasn't it, too?
I mean, yeah. If you we talked about yesterday, are you invested? You still invested? Hell, last night they might have brought you back, as Clint said. They'll do that to you.
I was there.
They'll bring you back.
I was there.
Big comeback win. We'll look at it. And also some potential news of someone you should look out for by one of the best reporters in baseball to replace Dana Brown. We'll discuss that.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Pass those things up the best they can. There we go, Yiner. Have a night.
Yiner, two home runs and now an RBI single. Another two-out run for the Astros. Yiner into second.
And hustling.
Safely with an RBI double. What a night for Yiner Diaz. 10 total bases and another two-out RBI.
I don't like how Todd just assumed that was going to be a single with Yiner. Maybe he doesn't listen to the lineups where I tell you he doesn't run like a catcher.
You don't catch. And let's be honest, he's probably got an unhealthy level of confidence in his speed.
He should be. Look at him. He got in there easy.
Get your ass to first base. Good job, bud. Easy. I love it, man. A big night for Yiner.
Now, clearly he doesn't catch like one either. But, yeah, big night for Yiner as they get that dub. They were down. They had to fight back a few times in that game. Ethan Petko, his first road start at Yankee Stadium. I mean, I guess it was, I mean, five earned runs and four innings. It's not good. I mean, for the Astros, I mean, hell, you may take it from some of these guys with their starters they get. But it results in a 9-7 win, and with the Rangers' loss in Chicago, or to Chicago, they now reclaim the lead in the American League West and are at 66-66 right now in first place in the West again as they got two more with the Yankees. But Clint, we could talk, and I want to talk about Yiner at some point today.
That was a hell of a random Tuesday night ball game, man.
Yeah, it was. It was a great game. They kept coming back. I want to talk about Yiner. Yiner had a big night down there. Cam Smith, I see you with that triple. Son almost fell down three times coming around the bases. I don't know if you saw Cam running around on that triple. He runs like, God bless him, he runs like my son Nicholas. Nicholas runs on his toes. Cam, if you are watching it, Cam almost stumbled around second. He almost stumbled coming around between first and second, but he got there. Got there. I like the emotion from Cam. But, Clint, this game was about what is going to be needed for this team to get where they want to get to. Yes, Yiner Diaz had a big night, but, Clint, the top four of Peña, Yordan, Paredes, and Altuve were on base 10 times and had 8 of the 14 hits, including a home run, a huge clutch homer to tie the game by Peña. And then Peña getting a base knock with one out, and like in the playoffs, hey man, you're a bloop and a blast away. Well, they get a single with two outs, and then Yordan comes up and they got a pitch to him, and this joker hits a triple, and he gets in there easy as well. So they got a homer, a triple, Paredes big moments. He got a couple of walks, multiple hits from Altuve. That front four, right there. I don't mean football, but those guys up there, that's what it's going to be. They're going to need them to really perform, and I think that's a big reason why they got to the nine.
Yeah, and I think the two with the most pressure are the obviously the most important. I think Paredes and Altuve, we know what we're going to get. the reality of it is your leadoff hitter and your two-hole hitter have to be better than we know they are, right? I mean, we obviously know that those two are really good players. But, like, in order for this team to scare anybody, right, from a playoff perspective anyway, and hell, in this run of games that they're playing right now, the only way they're going to even scare anybody is Jeremy Pena has to be over and above, you know, the really good shortstop that we've seen him be. Like, he's got to be hot, right? And Yordan Alvarez has to continue to swing the bat at a triple crown level, kind of Yordan. Not just a great hitter and having a good year, but like at that level of just super clutch, hitting for average, hitting for power, hitting in clutch moments to get RBIs. Like, those two guys, you're right. Paredes and Altuve have to be.
They got to be something behind them.
Well, they got to be a big piece of it because the rest of the lineup's not going to get it done. Your Varshows and your Christian Walker.
Hold on, Varsho now.
He's coming around.
He had two RBIs.
He had two hits last night too. That's fine. Good job. A blind squirrel every now and then. Now, what does he do? He finds one. It's still not real convincing. But the reality of it is like Yordan and Pena have to be, like you said, a bomb to tie this thing up after your young pitcher's giving up five
clutch
earned.
Clutch
right? Yes. Tip. Yeah. So those two, I'm going to go one step further. Two guys we saw last night, right? One of them, once again, a little shaky, and the other one just absolute shutdown. If Brian Abreu, in the same vein of Pena and Alvarez.
You mean the gymnast, Brian Abreu?
Well, I thought he was going to break that ankle, man.
I thought he tore something.
But if Brian Abreu, and this is a big ask because he has not been consistently the Brian Abreu we thought we were going to get. But if Brian Abreu and Josh Hader can be the players the pitchers that we know they can be, which Hader's right there. I mean, he's fearless. He is nails, right? But if Brian Abreu can come along, if you've got your leadoff hitter and your two-hole triple crown winning bat, those two guys rolling, and then you get Abreu up to speed along with Hader, those four pieces right there give the Astros a real shot. A real shot. Now, I don't know if Abreu deserves to be in that conversation or not, but, man, when he
just
is...
Just can they get it to those two?
Can you get it to those two, man?
That's the problem.
And the reality of it is, Okert's been really good, too. So, I mean, there's a couple of arms that you can really... Okay. That you can really lean into. But, man, those first two hitters and those last two pitchers, man, if you can get it to them boys... Look, if the two hitters can get it to them two pitchers, then we got a real shot here, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a huge, huge game last night. This big, Joe Espada, the manager, talked about his team's response and what they did what they needed to do.
This is kind of the response.
Yes, this is the way we needed to come here and play today. Any other way, it was going to be acceptable. We needed to come here today and play, you know, like a team that is hunting to go, you know, to win a division, and we did.
Now, Joe sounds like a guy who's got 20-something days left, 20 games left.
I wonder if Joe walked in there and said, boys.
No, he didn't.
Just had a convo with the owner, man.
That was a no-brainer.
We ain't got much time left together. Y'all think y'all can go out there and play a little inspired baseball for your old skipper?
Yeah, they did. You think yesterday was the win this one for Joe?
It damn sure looked like it. They were winning it for somebody. Like because I don't disagree with one thing he said. We needed that one.
Hey, he cut him off. He said yes.
Yeah,
and he hit us with a wouldn't have been acceptable. I didn't know Joe had that one in him. Good shout out.
You get put on that short leash. You need. Bring things out.
Baseball Talk on 95.7 The Fan is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. I said this also on the other side. John Paul Morosi, reporter for MLB Network and Fox, said, as the Astros begin their search for a new GM, former MLB infielder Will Rimes is a name to watch. Key member, sorry, Tyler, of the Dodgers front office, with a focus on player development, an area needed for the Astros. He is, though, Tyler, a Houston native and has strong ties to the city. He's got a twin brother that's also in the video department. They work together with the Dodgers. But, yeah, he's moved himself up. He became a scout early in his career when he retired in 2016.
Tell him he can bring his brother, too, because that Chase the Fife stuff is a joke.
Same year I bought the Camry, he started as a pro scout and now he's worked his way to being the vice president of player development. So he is somebody that is really on people's radar. And I mean, this look here doesn't say general manager, but let's go. But he's
there
he is last year with the Washington Nationals. So that's potentially a name to watch. And hey, you pull him out of that Dodgers organization where they've been able to do things, spending money, and a lot of them from the philosophies of the Rays, to be able to draft and do all of that stuff to player development is potentially something that the Astros would be interested in. All right, coming up, if you missed D'Amico, he spoke to the media, and I think there was a few things that I think you need to hear. But we'll let you hear what he had to say to the media and the other news of the day coming out of the joint practice. Braden Smith carted off. Ollie Gay carted off. We'll let you know the latest.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
There. I love D'Amico.
95.7 The Fan. Live from the West Point Lincoln and West Point Lincoln of Sugarland Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. The Texans, they were in Carolina today. They will play their final preseason game on Friday, but they had their joint practice, and we would assume this is like the final run through for the front line guys, as D'Amico already announced today that he would not be playing any of his starters in the preseason game on Friday. Carolina also won't be playing their starters anyway, so the NFL is just stealing people's money at this point in Carolina.
I'd not have them, man.
They're full price, by the way.
What are you talking about, tickets?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't even have preseason.
At least in spring training, the tickets are cheaper. By the way, looking for a man trip Hey, that spring or family trip, that spring training one, that's a nice one. I haven't been to Florida, but the Arizona one, you get as close as you could possibly get to players, go watch games for a lot cheaper. Fun trip. Fun little trip. But at least the prices are cheaper. Nah, man, they got this part of your season ticket package. What this is?
Yeah, no, I just can't like it.
Davis
legit,
may not play.
Like legit, forget the money. Davis shouldn't play. Like forget the money financial aspect. It's a complete waste of time. I mean, it is a complete waste of time. I mean, just go from a cancel the games and have and in your joint practices have two good days. The second of which is majority young guys. And see what you can get done. The rolling these, traveling these guys and packing these guys up and flying them across country for 2-3 days. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of effort. It just do the joint practices. At least make it worth your while and come on home. Quit trying to bleed the damn fans of preseason tickets. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's wild what the first preseason game and now the last preseason game has become, like for most teams, just really not playing a lot of guys. All right, we'll let you hear what D'Amico had to say in just a second. I do want to talk about the other news of the day, and there were a couple of injuries for the Texans out there. Braden Smith, that's the big one. He went down, and they stopped practice. He had to be carted off. It has now been later thought to be a foot injury, and he is being examined on that. You'll hear from D'Amico here in just a second, his thoughts on that. But right now it's a foot situation. And then Ollie Gay was also, hell, they were put on the same cart. He also went down.
HOV lane.
Yes. Both
legal.
Both at the time could not put weight on their legs. Someone texted in, good Lord, how bad did the Braden Smith injury look? I hadn't seen it. We haven't been able to see it. The situation with Ali Gay, MRI is pending for him with the knee is what it looks like. So a knee with Ali Gay and a foot that neither could put pressure on with Braden Smith. So
part of the game, man. Part of the game. You go out there, you go hard. Some guys get banged up and end up in the training room. Here we are. Here's two of them.
Yeah. All right. Here is D'Amico. He'll give some comments on that and a lot of other things that happened today as they had a joint practice with the Panthers.
Yeah, today was a really, really great day. I thought we got great competitive work versus the Panthers. They showed up, very gracious hosts. Thankful for them having us. I like the way our guys showed up from start to finish today. We executed really well. Guys played physical, and it was a productive practice on both sides. Like, both teams came in with the right mindset. Appreciate Dave for how he handled it. Really great operation. Practice was ran efficiently, and we got a lot of productive work. So it's exactly what we wanted.
No surprise, obviously, but Daniel Hunter, the kind of things he's doing off that edge, I think they've got close to 5 seconds.
Daniil is a problem. He continues to be a problem, and you know that's why I love having him and Will. When you have two guys off the edge who can be as disruptive as they are, it makes it hard on offenses. It makes them hard for them to operate on the timing that they want to operate on. So Daniil, you know, I saw a few plays. He's back there in the backfield a lot, so it was great to see that.
D'Amico, any update on Smith and Gay?
Smith and Gay went down today in the practice, and we'll evaluate them when we get inside.
You say what the injuries were?
We do not know.
You all traded for Kayshon Boutte. Why did you all want to make that move, and what do you hope you can bring?
Yeah, adding Kayshon was a big get for us. We know we lost a significant player for us in Jaden Higgins, and it's hard to replace him. When you try to go out and find a guy with the caliber of Kayshon, we've played against Kayshon multiple times over the past couple years. He's continue to make plays time and time again. He showed up. He's a young player, still an ascending player with a lot to improve upon, a lot to grow. So I'm excited to work with a young player who still has a very bright and promising future, that he has that big play making ability already. So it's been great to have him so far. We'll get him up and rolling here as the week continues.
You haven't had Jalen at the start of camp. What element does he add to the offense that is useful and kind of makes the offense almost look different when he's out there?
Yeah, Jalen does a great job playing the F position, moving around, you know, a lot in the slot, giving us, you know, giving us the option to move guys around, make defenses have to communicate. That's where Jalen provides that for us, and he's done a great job of punt returning. You know, last year was his first time doing it for us. He got better. He grew as the year went along, so I'm expecting him to pick up where he left off and continue to improve as our punt returner as well.
What do you think about the way your offensive line protected CJ and maybe worked in unison?
Yeah.
The operation looked really good, giving him time to throw any day.
Yeah, from my vantage point, the offensive line was really the bright spot for me, watching the offense, seeing how much time CJ and Davis had to operate, seeing the guys pass off games and stunts, seeing them, hearing them actually communicate loud, everybody being on the same page. It's what we want from our guys, and that's how it looks when we execute. CJ and Davis made some outstanding throws today as well. Our receivers caught the ball really well. The backs ran well. They blocked it well. Just overall, you know, offensively, we definitely took a jump from where we were in our last practice. Yeah, adding Kayshon is not about, you know, the one play. We know it was a spectacular play that he made, but it's just watching him, you know, throughout his career, just seeing what he's done. He's one of the better contested catch players that I've seen. If the ball is close, he has a knack for going up, playing physical, and coming down with the football. So that's what intrigued me when I continued to watch his tape from last year and previous years. He continued to make those tough catches, and that's what you want. I want everybody on our team to be tough mentally and physically, and he's shown that on his tape.
What he's had to go through, and has added some guys to the offensive line. Yeah. What have you seen from him from a focus standpoint, kind of staying with it with new bodies in the room?
For Blake, I've seen a focused guy. He's improved a ton. If I gave out awards, he would get the award for the most improved offensive lineman this year. Just from what he did last year, from being in that jumbo type role, like he's just lined up at left tackle every day. He's gotten better every single day, and I'm really pleased with Blake. I'm proud of the work that he's put in. He's shown up daily. He's improved. He's taking the coaching really well, and that's what it looks like. Right? When you put the work in, you can't get better, and Blake has shown that tremendously.
What's enabled Hutch to have this kind of – he had a really good day today, another good day. Yeah. What's enabling to have that kind of production?
Starting with Hutch, man, it's his attitude. I love it. He has an infectious energy. Every time he steps on the field, like, he has this joy about him. He plays hard every single snap, and he makes plays. Like, the ball comes his way, he finds a way to make plays. And so it's exciting about Hutch. I'll never have a bad day, always great attitude. He works the right way. He works hard at his craft, and he has a confidence in himself, which you have to have at the wide receiver position. Hutch has that confidence, and he's playing confident and showing up every day. No starters will play this Friday.
Good. What will you guys do to kind of ramp Booty up? I noticed he was working with training. You know, I know he's been working.
Right.
But what would you kind of do to ramp him up?
Yeah, for us to ramp him up, we'll start with our S&C group. They'll start him on the side, just ramping him up, making sure we like to understand our player's body, understand where they are. We go through some preliminary testing to make sure, you know, he's ready to go when it's time to get in. He got in today, did an individual, did some routes on air, and we'll continue to build him and progress him, you know, as the week goes along.
All right, that was DeMeco speaking to the media earlier today. His comments about Kayshon Booty, that's the first time we were able to hear his thoughts there, and what he was thinking about, as he said, that the contested catch and toughness was a big thing that jumped out to him when he watched his tape that intrigued him. Not much on Braden Smith and Ollie Gay, the injuries today, but seemed to like today's practice. He was hot Monday, did not seem to like their practice. They bounced back again after he cut loose.
Well, I'm sure he challenged them, and yep. and against the group in Charlotte, they stepped up big time, and sounds like they dominated from both perspectives.
All right, I have had no problem playing this. The latest of disrespect towards CJ Stroud. This is right up there with the top. But I think listening to this, with us having Clint Sterner, who has been in tough shoes like C.J. Stroud has been in and played in the National Football League as a quarterback as well, I'm really intrigued to get his thoughts about everything surrounding him and how much that's going to affect him this year. We'll discuss that coming up next.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.